Another bit of news on the hiding emails front. The IRS is refusing to cough up its emails. And that's interesting because when the IRS asks you for anything, you've got to cough it up before the end of the month or you're in big trouble. You can't delay. I think every citizen should have the right to delay the way the IRS has delayed cooperating with Congress for a year now. They've just said, oh, no, we can't do it. It would take us 7.5 years to compile the information. Try that. The next time the IRS asks you for an IU-12, and you say, oh, I can't fill in that form for at least 7.5 years. That's how long it's going to take me to pull all the information together. Say it's going to take you 7.5 years and see how far that gets you with the IRS. But when the IRS is asked for information, they say it'll take us years and years to compile this stuff. I had a very traumatic tax day on April the 15th, on Tuesday, because I'd had some back and forth. This, again, makes the Rumsfeld point. Nobody knows. The tax code, nobody knows. My accountant had said to me that I need, for some little itsy-bitsy nothing sum, I need a 1099-R. I'm ashamed of myself for knowing these numbers. You know, I've lived in various countries, and I never knew the government form numbers. This is the only country where the government forms are household names. People say, oh, yeah, well, I'll send you the W-2 and then you send me the 1099 and that way we'll be able to fill in the 1040. Oh, wait a minute, I haven't had the W-8 from you yet. This is the only country in the world where government forms are household names. So I was, and it's not like there's just one 1099. I apparently needed a 1099-R. I'd never heard of a 1099-R before, I don't think. That was a new one to me. I thought it was like something the pirates had. You know, if you're in Pirates of the Caribbean and you're one of the scurvy lads on the deck, and come April the 15th, you have to say to the cap'n, ah, cap'n, you'll be issuing me a 1099-R, won't ye? And because he got like 3 groats for being on the ship. I thought that's what a 1099-R, but it turned out to be something I needed. The bank said I didn't need one. My accountant said I didn't need one. I looked at it; it seemed pretty obvious. So the bank. Then we had some back and forth, and I finally got the bank, the useless New Hampshire bank, to cough it up at like 4:17 p.m. on April the 15th. They finally issued this 1099-R. So even the banks, this is just like federal paperwork. Even the banks don't know what they're meant to be issuing half the time. As Rumsfeld said, there's no correct answer. Nobody knows, nobody knows, nobody knows. It's obscene. It's obscene, that text. I'm ashamed of myself for knowing the names of these government numbers. But Lois Lerner is refusing to cough up her emails. And just to tie that, are going to have their profit margins cut back even more because the FDA. Now, at some point, there has to be something that you can do in this sclerotic republic without having to fill in a ton of paperwork and comply with a bunch of stupid, wasteful, heavy-handed, increasingly onerous regulation. And that goes from the 1099-R that I was talking about a few minutes ago, all the way to whether a man... And by the way, the 1099, if you just think about, what is that? You need a 1099 for $600, I think it is now. Is that right? $600. In other words, it's illegal. It's illegal in a republic of limited government for one American to write a check to another American for more than $600, which is crazy anyway. But this whole, the whole sclerosis of the republic, the whole seizing up, the way everything is, takes more and more time, everything is slower and slower. Federal regulation alone taking up 10% of GDP, just federal regulation. And they keep finding more, they keep finding more. Where are the Republicans on this? Where is the Republican Party on this? What agency are they going to abolish? What bureau are they going to abolish? Where do you go? What's the point of electing anyone if all the laws are made by people whose names you don't know? The guy who dispatched the snipers to Nevada, he's some pen pusher sitting at a desk somewhere in the Bureau of Land Management, and he's like a little generalissimo. He can order troops here. What's his name? Where do you go to vote him out? The The new head of the Bureau of Land Management is some buddy of Harry Reid's. He's the, as I said, he rules a landmass that is the size of South Africa or France, Germany, and Italy combined. No one knows his name. He's the Sultan of the Bureau of Land Management. He's the Sultan of the BL Emirates, in effect. Where do you go to vote him out? Where's the voting booth that his name's on? Nobody's allowed to set foot in his 1/8 of the country that he controls, and he's not on the ballot anywhere else. Where do you go to vote out the guy who decides that breweries can't give unwanted grain to farms anymore? Where do you go to vote that guy out? Where do you go to vote out the guy who says it's not enough to have a 1099R? Next year we're going to introduce a 1099R XY2PZ. Where do you go? What's the point? There's no point in electing people to Congress if they just are basically the veneer of democratic accountability on top of a huge, great, they're the cherry, the democratic cherry, the responsibly elected cherry on top of a vast, permanent, ever more onerous bureaucracy.